superchargers, headlights, and more. With over 122 million parts, eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Stay on your A-game with all the parts you need at the prices you want. It's easy to bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Is exciting.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
For anybody out there thinking this is a wrap because Rodgers doesn't have Devontae Adams.
Leaping grab is made. Randall Cobb.
Did you know that Aaron Rodgers in prime time since 2020?
Touchdown, Randall Cobb.
Aaron Rodgers is 8-0.
And the Packers get the dagger.
The Rich Eisen Show. Earlier on the show, former NFL executive Andrew Brandt. Coming up, Academy Award winning actor Adrian Brody. Two-time Academy Award nominee, actor Jeremy Renner, plus your phone calls and more. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Ah, yes, hour number two of the Rich Eisen Show is on the air, a mixture of Packers talk and candy talk. In hour number one, Andrew Brandt, longtime Packers executive, says that his heart says that Aaron Rodgers' 7-1 start and the way he looks so invested emotionally and how well this team is playing and the guy that he said, I want on the team, and Aaron Randall Cobb catches two touchdowns in a short week game when they are shorthanded, and then all of a sudden the Rodgers to Cobb connection shows up like it's the days of yesteryear, you know, like the good old living high on the hog, Mike McCarthy days.
Yeah, Super Bowl wins.
And, you know, and look at that last night. What a win for the Green Bay Packers. 7-1. It was a total team win. Rodgers playing as well as he did last night. Boy, is he the king of Hail Marys? He throws Hail Marys in the same way that Brady does quarterback sneaks.
I think it's him and Russell Wilson are neck and neck because they throw it so high with
the point
such
comes
a high arc.
Down.
Yeah, the ball, it's like a roller coaster. It gets to the top and then it comes straight down
right
in the end zone.
And it looks like it comes straight down a chimney. It's imminently catchable for anybody. But Rodgers just does everything so well. 37 attempts last night and two touchdown passes, no interceptions, and then the running game last night. 34 for a buck 51. A.J. Dillon had an average of 4.9 yards a carry, 78 yards, and Aaron Jones had a touchdown on the ground last night. And a 24-21 win for Green Bay, where, you know, like I said in the hour number one, the reason why I just think it's just working so well is Rodgers feels as invested as maybe ever in the fact that he has said, I want that guy. That guy scores two touchdowns in a big game. And then Matt LaFleur is just, they're going for it. Fourth down. I mean, Mason Crosby, I don't think he'll ever kick a chip shot field goal this year.
Well, he had that three miss game.
It's not nothing to do with it. It's just like they're going for it on fourth down inside of 10.
I think we're going to get to a point, Rich, where everybody's going to, as long as you're around midfield, you're going for it.
But they're going for it when a field goal will do. They did kick one, a chip shot field goal last night, I'm being facetious, after the muff punt. Yeah, Rondell Moore with two huge turnovers last night.
Dumb.
One on special teams, and then another one that goes off his fingertips that results in an interception. Mm-hmm. And
that throw was a little off target, but.
But the Cardinals were off last night.
Yep.
Cardinals looked off from the get-go last night. Even though they took the lead, it just felt off from the beginning to the end. From DeAndre Hopkins having a touchdown called back because he grabbed onto a face mask.
Are you fine with that? I didn't think that was.
It was just weird. It was weird. And then he leaves the game. He leaves the game with a hamstring injury that he was questionable coming in, but there looked nothing questionable about his strength and his ability to make a play on that play.
Cliff Kingsbury said, I don't know, it was after the game or this morning, that Hopkins went back in the game in the fourth quarter.
Again.
And that wasn't part of the game plan. Hop checked himself into the game, and Kingsbury was not pleased.
How weird was last night where Hopkins is out, and then it looks like he's not going to return because he's wearing a ball cap, and then he's got a helmet on. But then he runs into the game with his helmet on for the first time since all of that after they went for it on fourth down on midfield and his replacement caught the ball.
Right.
So if he's going to be still active and playing, don't you think he's out there on that fourth down play where things were really looking dire for the team? He comes back the next snap.
And caught a pass.
And then disappears and then comes back. And then A.J. Green misses whatever sign appears to be. Did Murray not give the sign properly? Here was Murray after the game about that misfire where it looked like despite all of the ups and downs, and the ups were the running game. Chase Edmonds did score that touchdown start the scoring after one was called back. And
Chase Edmonds is nice.
They had to have a red zone possession as opposed to a touchdown, and they still scored. And not one, but two touchdowns from James Conner on the ground.
He's looked good there, too.
Right. And despite that, despite Rodgers performing as well as he did, being shorthanded, despite having the running game come jammed down their throats without J.J. Watt, they had a chance to win it. And they did it right by taking all the time down. We're either going to win it, tie it in overtime. We are certainly not going to lose it in regulation because we left too much time on the clock for Aaron Rodgers. They had two cracks at it because they were out of timeouts, and A.J. Green comes off and starts run blocking, it appears, on Rasul Douglas, who sees the ball coming at him because he's the one with his face looking towards the line of scrimmage, because Green is just like, oh, ball's coming to me?
Right. Never turned his head around.
Until the game was over.
Yep.
This was Murray afterwards.
I don't know. I honestly don't know. Just a miscommunication. I couldn't tell you. But, you know, we just got to be better.
Tyler, were you able to talk to AJ about that afterward? Did you guys talk?
Nah, I mean, I know he's hot, you know. Emotions running high. Obviously, after the fact, it's, you know, we both know, you know, we weren't on the same page, and it cost us. But, you know, we'll be better because of it.
Can't win them all, of course. Got to sit here and wonder, does that mean you're out of your dome and you're freezing your you know what's off in a playoff game in January in Lambeau Field because of it?
Maybe. Who's going to get Green Bay the rest of the year?
Good question. The Los Angeles Rams play him. They play him on November 28th, the Sunday of Thanksgiving weekend. Week 12. And then they've got a bye. Let's walk through this because look who's next for Green Bay. I'll tell you what, if Kansas City plays against Green Bay, this Green Bay team, the way that they've been playing the first 7 weeks of the season, it's going to be a wrap in front of Arrowhead fast. You better not turn the ball over on this team, and you better not, you know, make the defensive lapses, because Rodgers is going to find you. He's going to find a mismatch. Doesn't matter who's out there playing for 12. He's going to find a mismatch, and it's going to be something. I don't want to go out on a limb and say they're not going to lose a game the rest of the year. I've already doing that. I'm not clutching a hot take.
Yeah. No, I'm wondering if at Minnesota is kind of a trap game.
I don't know. I mean, there's a division games, but then, their next four are at Kansas City after a mini bye, and you're assuming Devontae Adams will be through COVID, and so will Alan Lazard, and so will the defensive coordinator, Joe Barry. Yep. And by the way, again, kudos to Jerry Gray and Kirk Olivadotti, the D-backs and linebackers coach. Gray is also the passing game coordinator, for calling those plays last night, dialing them up. Defense did well last night and totally, again, got Arizona off its kilter. Of course, you don't have DeAndre Hopkins, and then he comes back in. Imagine you're on the team, you're like, D-hop's out. There he is in the ball cap, and then he comes running back in, and if he's putting himself back in the game, what you're thinking.
Right.
Like, what play we're going to throw, and then he throws one to him, and he looks great doing it, and off he goes, and then he goes to the ball cap.
Yeah.
That's going to put you out of sorts, I think.
I
don't know, man. I mean,
I wonder what I mean, he'll never admit to it, but I wonder what the play that Kyler Murray checked out of. Obviously, that was a check to A.J. Green that he thought was going to hit him with a back shoulder. Right. What was the play call originally?
I don't know. Maybe to the left, because Green thought there's no chance that's coming to me. He was run blocking, like, you know.
Yeah, those guys on the left side were running past.
Or do you think, like, was it like some sort of jet sweep coming his way? Was it Kyler Murray maybe going to take off and run to his right? Yeah, I have no idea
maybe
it was going that way. But you're looking right now at the NFC. Arizona still has one in its back pocket on the Rams because they're the only ones to have beaten the Rams. And the Rams were expecting to join them at 7-1 because they're taking on the Houston Texans at Houston. And it's going to be Davis Mills that was announced. Tyrod Taylor will not be back for that game. So, and the Texans, you know how the Texans, what they must be feeling right now? Pissed as all get out. As Mark Ingram is handed away to New Orleans for a song.
You see the compensation on that? A 2024 seventh round pick.
Come on. Like, you take him. We don't need him. You take him.
That's less than a bag
Now, they
of
might
balls.
Be doing Ingram a solid, maybe. Sending him to New Orleans where he's going to be. I mean, you don't have to bring him up to speed. All he's got to do is check in health wise. He's going to get the ball this weekend.
I would say he'll probably play this weekend.
Yeah, they're going to run it back. Jameis. Hey, Jameis, guess what? You get Kamara and Ingram, and you get Michael Thomas at some point, and they're running it back. And that's a big game this weekend. Holy crap. Top of the NFC because the Bucs trying to join everyone at 7-1 as well. They have a four-way tie at 7-1 atop the NFC by the end of the week. And then, of course, there's the Cowboys trying to join them one step closer at 6-1 coming off of a bye. And just staying in that one loss club to put it, try and bring it all to full circle as that top seed is going to be lit because that's the one. That top seed race is going to be lit. That's the one, as we know, bye week. As we're right here in week 8, this is the old midway point of a season. And certainly is a midway point for a team that's already played 8 games. Not anymore. There's an extra game coming. And if I'm not mistaken, that Green Bay-Kansas City game, that's the 17th added regular season contest, isn't it?
Yes, correct on that.
So that's coming up. For Green Bay, their extra 17th game that's coming up at Kansas City. Keep an eye on all that. Certainly as Dallas takes on Minnesota Sunday night, our weekly daily now.
Daily.
This week, check with Mike McCarthy. Check with Mike about Dak's calf muscle. Now look. Mike's not out. Mike's not standing there watching the rehab. He's getting reports. Dak limited, and these calf muscles, you know, they can go any second. And he has no idea, but he's still got to answer the questions. Here we go. Here's his last check on it in front of a microphone. Mike McCarthy on Dak's readiness for Sunday night football right here on a Friday.
Outside of soreness, how did he come through after pushing more yesterday than...
Good. No, he's confident. I mean, you know, he doesn't waver. You know, he wants to play, and he wants to continue to work towards that.
Will you make the decision tomorrow? Will it be a pregame workout sort of thing on Sunday?
Really, I mean, we're focused on today. I mean, you know, just visiting with Britt earlier. You know, he has a plan. You know, he has a workload capacity. He wants a hit. You know, regen is a big part of his day based off the work he's done Wednesday and Thursday. So. We'll just stay on course.
Good luck, man. Doesn't even want to say. I mean, it's a game time decision. Let's be honest. He'll go out there, do those hip openers and all that sort of stuff, and we'll be watching Tirico and the gang do their thing and keep an eye on all that 90 minutes before kick. It's gonna be big. He'll be up. I think he'll be up. The question is who else is gonna be up? Who's gonna be in?
Now, Rich, I keep track of this sort of information, not you. So I'm just going to let you in on something here.
Yes, sir.
So now, this game in the desert opened.
Yes.
Vikings +1.5. So
yes.
That means they're getting 1.5 point. Dallas favored in the game.
Thank you. Okay? I'm not. Okay, very good.
Now, as of right now.
I'm fine with that. When you talk about other terms, you know.
Got it.
You know, you're teasing and parlaying and all that stuff. That's where you lose
me. Of course. Teasing, you add more points, but the amount you
win.
Okay. As of right now, 10:14 Pacific time, Rich. Vikings now -3. That is a massive swing. That is a 4.5-point swing in the direction of the home team now. That means Desert thinks Dak is out.
How all right is the desert on this sort of stuff?
Rich, you see all those new buildings that are up there? have you been down the strip recently?
Yeah, it's because somebody keeps putting it all on, you know, red.
You've been down the strip recently?
Somebody's just like doesn't think that the dealer is going to hit 21 from a 2 with 9 cards. You know what I mean?
You've been in the wind?
It's not. It's because somebody also likes seeing people with blue paint flip around, you know?
There's this new one there, Resorts World. My God. That means the desert's usually right on this stuff. Usually right. More often than not.
TJ?
I mean, look, man.
TJ.
Am I worried?
You're damn sure you're worried.
You're a little worried.
Because it's going to be more than just...
But here's the deal, Rich, though. Like, let's just say he misses the game, right? And we decide that for some precautionary reason, they're going to send him out. I don't believe that's going to happen.
Send out your Cooper Rush uniforms?
But if he does, you know what? If that means he's going to stay healthier for the rest of the season by missing a week, then I think everyone would be okay with that.
Of course.
I just don't believe that that's going to happen. I mean, he said himself he went hard in practice on, I believe, Wednesday, didn't, like, hold back, didn't go 75%. So I would assume, yeah, today he'd be a little bit sore, right?
All right.
You know.
Cooper Rush, 3 career passes.
That's it.
3.
Maybe that's the -3.
There you go.
And then there's the case of Baker Mayfield.
Oh.
In Cleveland. He is out there practicing today.
He back.
For all week. He's out there practicing. And I saw a video of him practicing. We can't show it here on Peacock. He's throwing. He looks nice throwing. It's that left arm. It's kind of hanging there like Papelbon leaning over, you know, for the pitch. He's
Kimbrel.
Oh, Kimbrel. Pardon me. Like Kimbrel for the pitch. Yeah, he's like Kimbrel for the pitch. Why am I blanking on his name? The guy hit all the home runs, a designated hitter who ran around.
Oh, Edwin Encarnacion.
He looks like Encarnacion. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Seriously, take a look at the video. When he follows through, you know, it's not like it follows through in, like a normal throwing motion from the left side. Right side looks good. Left side, he kind of has like that Edwin Encarnacion
with the
perch.
Parrot?
Yeah. He's got like the perch.
Let's see if I can find it.
And it's like, hey, man, you know, that's T.J. Watt coming now. J.J. got you down on the ground and knocked you out of that Thursday nighter. Now here comes T.J. with the coup de grace. And I love the moxie, man. I love the moxie. You know that's what I love about Baker. And Dak's got the same thing. He does not want to miss a game. He said, I missed enough games last year staring at the ceiling, wondering if he was going to start literally walking again. Baker, to me, does not look comfortable at all.
Yeah, you're right. So in this video, Rich, I'll retweet it here in a second. He's holding like a water bottle full of juice or sports drink or whatever.
Yeah.
But as he throws deep, it's just like staying tucked like a chicken wing.
Yeah.
Like right under his, next to his body.
Yeah. Yeah. Ian Rappaport said the fracture is healing. Here it is. Received medical clearance last night to play. He's expected to start Sunday despite a torn left labrum and shoulder fracture. Full range of motion in his shoulder and his strength back. The medical decision was made. The fracture is healing. I don't know, man. I don't know.
Again, to TJ's point, like, why put him out there before
this
you
team
need to?
Is so much better with Baker Mayfield, and I know look what Case Keenum did. He hasn't been doing much. Oh, what has he done? Baker Mayfield is so much better for this team. It's not funny, and I love that he wants to play, and I don't know, man. Just retweet that video at Rich Eisen Show site. I saw it, and it's just like he kind of pulls his elbow back, his left elbow back, as he's following through to try and make sure that everything is, like, moving and he doesn't feel any soreness and pain. That's the way it looks like to me. Again, I've never thrown a professional football pass. I did throw a ton of bombs to Taylor in the backyard.
Hey, now.
She caught many of them.
Oh, so did she catch them?
She did.
Okay, good.
She did.
Did she have the sticky gloves on? Because, you know, the gloves are really helping
people
catch
balls. No gloves. She's just got tons of moxie.
There you go. Good.
Yeah. She's just like, she said, Dad, can we catch some bombs today? Absolutely. But using that school of knowledge about throwing, Kurt Warner's laughing wherever he is right now. I don't know, man. This does not look like it. JJ put him on a turf 2 weeks ago, and here comes TJ.
Yeah, why rush it?
He's going to get hurt.
Well, you know, people just don't. He doesn't want to be Wally Pipped, which is stupid. Everyone's having fun with that.
Look,
but
all due respect,
come
to Case
on,
Keenum,
that's what
like,
I'm saying.
You know what I mean?
No, he's just a gamer. He's got moxie. He wants to get in there for his teammates. Yeah, and if the doctors are saying, "Hey, the fracture looks better here in this X-ray than it did last time," then tu salud. 844-204 Rich is the number to dial. Are people calling in to say that they love candy corn or they hate it? Because that's what Mike Leach said. He hates candy corn. I love it. He said he loves Almond Joy. I hate it. I don't get it.
All right, so quick poll. Do you like candy corn? 65% disgusting, 35% yes. And then the best chocolate-based. I had to throw up a re-poll, took off Three Musketeers. We totally blanked on peanut butter cups.
Oh, Reese's. Yes, sir.
Yeah,
yes.
So peanut butter cups are winning 49%.
Oh, wow. A late ad is taking the W.
Yeah,
huh?
Snickers and Kit Kat, 19%. Twix, 14%. Come on, Twix. Let's go.
Adrian Brody is an Academy Award in his trophy case, not for Angels in the Outfield, for The Pianist. And he is now in the new film called The French Dispatch from the director Wes Anderson. Who has been just a brilliant filmmaker, you know, the Royal Tannenbaums and the Grand Budapest Hotel, the Darjeeling Limited, and so on and so forth. And Adrian Brody's been in most of them. Can't wait to chat with this man. He's from Queens. Now he's all about this. And also he's in Succession coming up.
Yeah.
Adrian Brody, when we come back on The Rich Eisen Show. Let's talk Sleep Number, people, because quality sleep is so essential. That's why the Sleep Number smart bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, and the same thing for your partner, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side, helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature, quiets your snores or your partner's? Sleep Number does that. My Sleep Number setting is 60. My wife's is 70. 10 numbers apart, but it truly is the world of difference. The Sleep Number sleep that you get is unbelievable. You will love it. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now you could save 50%. That's 50%. On the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. It's that time of year, people. Spring has sprung, and that means spring cleaning, or at least the partner in your life is demanding that you do it. Whether that means stocking up on cleaning supplies or swapping out your winter clothes for new spring clothes, make sure you're using Ibotta and get real cash back with every purchase. Ibotta is a free app that gives you the most cash back every time you shop on hundreds of items from groceries to beauty supplies to toys. The average Ibotta user earns $256 per year. That could cover the cost of an entire shopping trip, that flight you've been eyeing, or the fancy dinner you've been craving. Join the over 50 million users and earn cash back every time you shop from over 2,700 brands and retailers. And right now, Ibotta is offering our listeners $5 for just trying Ibotta by using the code EISEN when you register. Just go to the App Store or Google Play Store and download the free Ibotta app to start earning cash back and use my code EISEN. That's IBOTTA in the Google Play or App Store and use my code EISEN. This man is in theaters now in the latest Wes Anderson film called The French Dispatch. He's also getting set to appear in Succession. Oh, baby. And also, he's going to play Pat Riley in the upcoming HBO series based on the Showtime Lakers back in the day. This is all kinds of neat stuff. Joining us right here on the Mercedes-Benz Vans phone line right now is the actor Adrian Brody. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great, Rich. How are you?
I'm doing better for talking to you, sir. I am a fan. But I think we have one thing in common here that we're native New Yorkers, correct? You're from New York?
That's right.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
I'm from Queens. You're from Brooklyn?
I am from originally Brooklyn, moved to Staten Island, immediately started rooting for the Yankees because I saw what was happening in Queens, to be very honest with you. Are you?
Oh, well, you should have been there when they won. I mean, it was a celebration indeed.
Okay, so are you a sports fan of any team?
I'm a fan. I mean, I find myself all over the place. So I'm not sitting tight and catching all the games I should be getting. So I've lived a pretty nomadic life for the past 20 years.
Okay.
Or so.
Did you grow up a fan of any team?
But I grew up, in Queens growing up, like Sunday, every kid was home watching the football game. Like,
okay.
Nobody was out playing, you know.
Sure.
At home.
Did you go to any Jets games at Shea? Did you spend any time in Shea Stadium in your life, Adrian Brody?
I did. I've been to a number of games in my youth, but not so much lately.
So I need to scratch off all those questions.
Laker games, actually.
Which games? Which games have you been to?
I said I've been to a bunch of Laker games.
Well, I definitely want to ask you about the Lakers in a second as well, because I know what's coming up for you as well, other than these couple projects here with you at the Showtime program that's coming up. So I need to scratch out all those questions about the Wes Anderson Fantasy Football League that those don't exist. Pretty much.
Is there one? That'd be great.
You know what I mean? Tilda Swinton's not drafting anybody in her fantasy football.
That's great. I'm telling you, that would really catch on.
What is it?
CEO's coming in.
Here comes. I don't know, man. So, all right. So, what is it like on a Wes Anderson set? Walk me through what that's like, Adrian Brody.
Well, they vary. You know, I've been fortunate to work with Wes for many years now, and. I just think he's just such a wonderful person, aside from his enormous talents as a filmmaker. The one thing that I find most unique is that he creates this environment that's so welcoming, and really it's like a family. It's like a troupe of players joining an ensemble, and everyone... You know, everyone's welcome to the table, literally and figuratively, and it's great. And the key members of the crew have been a part of his team for decades are all there. And we dine at night and we sit together and have a life together. And most films, even though you're on location at times and you might vibe with one or two people. You live a pretty isolated time. You know, you everyone has their work to do, so you're kind of off on your own preparing, and then you have your family or friends that may join you. But it's really not as connected, and I love that about Wes. And then on the creative side, he's just it's so unique. I mean, the style in which he shoots requires a level of focus and coordination. It's so much of it is a dance between all the departments and the other actors, he doesn't cut away and do a lot of coverage, so you do these elaborate moving master shots, and that there's no room for error. There's no room for you to take a breath or stutter or miss a beat or miss a word, or for anyone else to miss a beat or a word, or for the dolly to not land where you land, or for you to not land where you're supposed to land, et cetera. And it's amazing when it works. It's amazing. And you see it in his films, but it sure is a unique process.
Do you have a favorite Bill Murray story from a set or anything? Well, you got one for me?
I have some I can't really share.
Oh, my gosh.
But we were watching. What were we watching? We were watching the football, the soccer, football play finals. And when we were in Cannes. So I don't know. Yeah. So, and we were, it was the last moments, and we all had a dinner, and. Mm-hmm. Of course, Owen Wilson and Bill excused themselves and were down at the, at the hotel bar watching the game, and then we all joined them towards the end. And there were, there were complete strangers there on their European vacation, also sitting in this kind of lounge area, and Bill would just come up and like throttle them and. spill water on them and cheer on the team.
So I think
amazing.
I think this
it
is the
really
UEFA Cup.
They had a good sense of humor about it.
Right. These are like the Euro. I think it was the Euro Championship, right, Chris?
Yeah.
This week.
Yeah, from over the summer.
And so you're saying just regular patrons of this establishment,
yeah, some,
are just
some,
there.
You know, Italian tourists were visiting France and rooting, you know, watching the game, and you know, Bill was, you know, literally over their shoulders on the couch from behind, you know, bringing in the American muscle. It was really something.
It was something. I bet. Just being around him, and then I could see Henry Winkler, correct, is part of the cast this time around.
Oh yeah,
I mean,
yeah, Henry plays my uncle. My character's uncle,
mm-hmm.
He's so wonderful. We just did a Q&A together in L.A., and he was really the star of the show. Everyone loved him, and he's so funny. And
nicest guy on planet Earth, right? Like, literally one of the sweetest people you will ever meet
on planet Earth. Isn't he?
Like,
so sweet. And
I know, and we're right around the same age. We're right around the same age, Adrian. And I, you know, anytime I've ever gotten to talk to him, and he's interviewed on the show, I'm like, this is the Fonz, and I cannot believe like the Fonz is like truly like one of the sweetest, gentlest, purest, driven snow individuals on planet Earth. Like, what a great actor he is, right?
I mean, I told him I always dreamt you'd be my uncle. You know, he's so great.
Did you ever ask him to, like, you know, hit something and turn it on just by hitting it with his shoulder or with his arm or something like that?
No, I didn't give him. I'm sure he's had that too much.
Right, exactly. Norm, with celebrity guests like yourself, Adrian Brody, we play a game called Celebrity True or False, where we pull facts from articles written about you and then the dreadful Wikipedia to see what's true or false. Would you mind just giving this a whirl? True or false? You raced in the Gumball Rally in 2004, racing from Paris to Cannes. Is that a true story?
It's a true story. Would you like me to elaborate on
Please?
That?
Please, yes. Yes.
Yes.
Yes.
So I've done it twice.
Okay.
One probably over a decade later. And I did that with one of my, that rally I did with one of my closest friends. And we... Yeah, I grew up drag racing in New York. I grew up in Queens, as I said, and the one thing that the guys on the block and I all had in common was we had an affinity for muscle cars, and they were all a number of them were quite good at mechanical skills. So I learned a lot growing up there, and it was a thrill to get invited to do this rally. And it wasn't merely Paris to Cannes; it was Paris to Cannes via driving all the way down into Spain, taking a ferry to Morocco, driving through North Africa, through the Atlas Mountains.
Jeez.
With half of a Xerox map because it was a rented car and I didn't have the nav discs back then for other territories. And then back in through Spain, up through the south of France into Cannes for the beginning of the festival. And that was done in 6 days, I think we did.
Man.
I think I did 5,500 kilometers, something like that. I did about 3,000 miles or so, a little over 3,000 miles.
Right.
And, you know.
Huh.
It was something else. It was fun.
Where did you drag race in Queens? Bell Boulevard? Like, what? Like at midnight?
There were a number of hot spots. I mean, Francis Lewis Boulevard was always good to kind of cruise and pick up trouble and then find people that would race. And then there were organized races, somewhat organized, at night, really late on the conduit right on the side of JFK along the airport.
That is some next level
stuff.
And,
you know, from all the kind of surrounding boroughs would bring their monstrous muscle cars that were not street legal, you know, and it just line up, and there were hundreds of people, hundreds and hundreds.
Damn. Okay.
It was amazing.
Next one for you. True or false? You drove a stock car in the Long Beach Celebrity Grand Prix. You finished fifth behind Keanu Reeves. Is that true?
I think I finished second.
Okay.
that's false.
That's false.
That's my recollection.
There's a phone.
Oh, you know what? Yeah. you could watch that race. I led that race most of the laps, and there was an accident, and then that slowed us down, and I think he wedged in. But he's a great driver. I'm not taking anything away from him. He's an amazing, amazing driver.
All right. That's a good one.
That was fun. I've done the Long Beach Grand Prix 4 or 5 times. It was a charity race that they've done, which also really...
I have ridden in a two-seater with Mario Andretti on that course, and I literally saw my life flash before my eyes about 19 times. That is a serious course, man. That is no joke.
That must have been exciting.
Yes, it was. And then I drank the entire quart of milk in one shot, and I impressed him, which is truly one of my greatest achievements, Adrian. I'm not going to lie to you. It's not a bad one.
Make it through a race and then to drink a quart of milk. You're a braver man than I am.
Thank you, sir. Third one, you're a hip-hop aficionado and you were friends with Tupac. Is that true or false? Adrian Brody.
Yeah, it's true. I mean, Pac and I did a movie called Bullet together many years ago with Mickey Rourke. And, he's a great guy. And big loss.
Sure.
I've grown up. Yeah, again, that's another.
I did not know that you and Tupac were friends. And then here's the fourth one. I need as much information about this as possible, Adrian Brody. True or false, Jack Nicholson invited all the Best Actor nominees over to his house before the 2003 Oscars. It was you, Daniel Day-Lewis, Michael Caine, Nicolas Cage at his house. Is that true or false?
He invited all of us.
Mm-hmm.
Daniel couldn't make it, but it was a chance for me at a very young age to get a powwow with Jack and Nick Cage and Michael Caine. And it was kind of an amazing.
What was amazing. Give me a good Jack story. I got to get something from you on that, if you don't mind. Whatever you may have.
Oh, I mean, Jack is just. I mean, the one story that always amazes me is when I first met Jack, he didn't know my name. And then next he invited me to his house, but he thought my name was Adrian Brophy.
Okay.
And then,
okay.
And then we were hanging out.
Okay. Afterwards. Well, then when you got the trophy, then he would definitely know what your name was, right,
that's
Adrian?
Nice.
Then he definitely learned your name right there. I mean, how was the view from his house? Nice? Beautiful?
As I recall, I mean, I just remember that the scotch was really good. And, it was fun, you know.
Okay.
That was something else.
All right. Last couple questions for you. You are playing Pat Riley, correct, in the Showtime story about Showtime?
Yeah, so I'm playing Pat.
It's untitled. Okay, at the moment?
It's untitled for the moment. It's on HBO.
Okay, on HBO. All right, very good. And it's
but
about...
it's that Showtime era of
the
kind of fast-break basketball that the Lakers were known for in the beginning of the 80s.
I heard that you were cast as Pat, and I thought that has to be the greatest casting of all time. I can imagine you're going to stick the landing on this one. Have you reached out to Pat? Have you talked to him at all? Have you connected with the actual Pat Riley?
We've communicated a little bit. Yeah, I mean, it's I have a bunch of research material that he had sent me, I'm really excited about this. I mean, it's a big thing. He's such a force of nature and so iconic and just such an amazing person. So it's a big honor for me.
What's research material? Like, what is it? Like stuff that he had?
There's plenty. There's a lot of stuff out there, but he's written books. And,
right.
It helps.
Any tips on the hair? Is he giving you any tips on how to wear the hair?
You know,
any pomade
you'd
tips?
Be surprised. Mm-hmm. I don't know how much you knew of Pat prior to his.
I mean, oh sure.
Early heyday. I mean, he's had so many. He's had such a vast career. But when he was a player, you know, he used to play for the Lakers. Even, but Pat is just like he's gone through a lot of fashion phases. It's an amazing journey, you know, where he lands. It is amazing. So I think it's fascinating for me, and I think it's going to be really interesting for people to see that.
Well, I can't wait for you to see you on HBO coming up and on Succession. Is there anything you can, as you leave us here today, sir, walking out the door, give me something on who you're playing and what's going to what we're going
to
see
I
in
mean,
Succession?
I don't know how much they want me to really share, but I'm you know I come in soon and I just
steal scenes. Is that what you're saying?
I stick it to these guys a little bit. You know, it's fun. It's like I'm. They're all such sharks, I just come in as a different kind of shark.
Okay, wait, you're a shareholder for Waystar? Is that who you are? That's what I'm gathering from all the previous.
Yeah, I mean, I have a good stake in all of it.
Okay, and you're just going to start stirring it up. I look forward to it, Adrian Brody. I'm a fan of yours. I'm a fan of yours from the Angels in the Outfield days. That's how far back I go. That's how far back
that's
I go.
Amazing.
Oh yeah,
that's
yeah.
Great.
Yeah, I'm sure you're growing up in Queens watching the Mets do their thing. I'm sure you brought that to bear on that film back in the day.
I did my best.
You did. You looked like a true California
League days.
Yeah, you looked like a true California Angel, Adrian Brody. That's you did.
That's funny.
Thanks for the call.
That's great.
Really appreciate it.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
You bet. Let's do this again. That's Adrian Brody, the Academy Award winning actor who is in the new Wes Anderson film, The French Dispatch, with an all-star cast as always, right here on The Rich Eisen Show. When we come back, let's take a break. When we come back, we tie things together. Again, this is like a tapestry. It's not just a show where we talk. We tie everything together. A head coach has been asked about two things. One, rumors about college football knocking on his door to offer him a job. And that NFL coach was also asked about Halloween candy. That's all next on The Rich Eisen Show with your calls as well.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
When was the last time you seriously considered your dream? I mean, you used to think about it all the time. By the way, this is a rhetorical question. You guys keep answering it over and over again. It's a rhetorical question because you have not thought of your dream in a long time.
That is not true, Rich.
Yes, no.
I think about it every morning when the alarm goes off.
No.
It also just goes to show and illustrate your elite skill as a broadcaster, because the way you ask that question,
I feel like you're talking
to me. It appears as if you want us to answer.
The Mercedes-Benz Sprinter van that I've been talking about for weeks since the beginning of this NFL season.
I want one.
It is still getting ready for you to pay a visit and reconnect with your dream. The dream that you could go anywhere, do anything with the people that you love. You could go and visit the entirety of the United States of America. You could start your own business. You need a van to maybe start your own business, get around, start things up. The Mercedes-Benz van we're talking about is so awesome because it's a Mercedes-Benz Sprinter. You can expect innovative safety features like crosswind assist, blind spot assist, amazing performance, amazing reliability, a voice command system, an MBUX voice command system, 5-star dealer network, and an available gas engine that runs like a dream. So what do you say? Head to your Mercedes-Benz van dealership and get that Sprinter. Tell them your dream sent you. Tell them your dream sent you. Remember how Mike Tomlin said, how come they're not asking Sean Payton, they're not asking Andy Reid?
Did they get asked, by the way?
No.
Oh.
No.
No.
I thought you were setting it up.
Yeah.
No. I'm just saying, why aren't these guys with Super Bowl rings being asked a question?
Of course.
Well, first of all, Carson Palmer didn't drop their names on Dan's show, right?
True.
And plus, you know, it just made no sense. None of it made sense. And I totally understand him being pissed off about it, and he doesn't want to deal with it. And then again, the greatest drop ever. Never say never, but never.
Never say never, but never.
Thank you, Jay. Thank you, bud. So today, Matt Rhule was asked about college head coaching rumors. Because, you know, he came from college.
Interesting.
And does he want to go back to that warm embrace of college football after what's going on in Carolina? And the what's going on in Carolina was once upon a time 3-0 and then 0-4. Does he want to?
He does not.
Does he want? Is Matt Rhule part of that Petrino cut and run maneuver? Quote, "I have one of the greatest jobs you can have," says Matt Rhule. "I left an unbelievable job at Baylor. You don't get to say that you like to build and then be upset at what you inherited." Huh. Is that? I'm sure there's a great Chinese restaurant in Charlotte. That sounds like something you crack open and say that, right? You don't get to say that you like to build and then be upset at what you inherited. Okay, I like that. Also, it's also a nice veiled shot at like, I'm only dealing with the cards that I'm dealt with here.
This is what I came into.
I know.
And we're doing our best to build it.
And I came into the era in which Christian McCaffrey can't stay healthy. Right?
Yeah.
Right. No, excuse me.
Yeah.
Right? Guy was dominant before Rhule arrives. And now he's just like, hey, I get here and, you know, the main guy is he can't stay on the field.
Yeah.
You know, you like Mike Davis or you like Chuba Hubbard or you like CMC? So, you know. And then Matt Rhule was asked about his favorite Halloween candy.
Oh, love this.
And he ordered it. He put it in order. Here you go.
Ranked.
You want 1 through 3 or 3 through 1?
Let's go 3 through 1.
Number 3, Reese's Pieces.
Oh, the pieces.
Yeah, that's not a bad. That's nice because that's like in the M&M mix where you open a bag and you get a whole bunch.
Right.
Right.
But it's peanut Reese's butter, not
Pieces.
Chocolate.
Very E.T. as well.
E.T. Yep.
Phone okay. Home. All right.
Elliot.
Number 2, I'm with him. Twix.
Yeah, I love Twix. Man, yep. Twix.
Number 1, we have yet to mention this candy today.
Oh.
Butterfinger.
Oh, yeah. There's a good reason for that.
I mean, yes.
We're not Bart Simpson.
But Butterfinger is like, in theory, Butterfingers are amazing, right? And then you eat one.
Oh, it's in the back of your
teeth. And then it's stuck in your teeth for like 3 days.
I know. Yeah,
2 bites in, you kind of regret it.
You're like, oh, this was so good. And you're like, oh, but now I got this.
Yeah,
you got
to dig in there. Oh. You got to dig in there. It's like the chocolate version of Dots.
Dots, fruit.
Dots are just an abomination. They're terrible. Dots are terrible. Like every time I see a dot.
Dots are an abomination.
Dots an abomination. Anytime I see a dot, I think to myself, that will never get at all digested. Like that literally will sit in there like a rock.
Cool.
You know?
Like that. Like
Matt Rhule.
That old wives tale, like you swallow gum, it's in there for 7 years, like that.
Matt Rhule, check mark. On candy corn. Yeah. I knew I liked Matt Rhule for a reason. Now I just need somebody to say, you like candy corn, you hate James Dolan, and you also want to get rid of the Rhule or the balls fumbling through the end zone, and then we're simpatico.
You guys are stepbrothers. You turn into best friends.
Yes.
Yep. Here's another reason why Matt Rhule's not leaving for college, Rich. David Tepper dollars.
David Tepper dollars are sitting there, aren't they? They gave him a 6-year deal, didn't they?
So many Tepper dollars.
Tepper dollars. Well, there are, as you know, some boosters with blank checks large enough in the state of Texas that might want them. I don't know. I USC. Why wouldn't you want Matt Rhule? Again, these are all wish lists. Yeah. USC is just going to keep busting up all these press conferences. It's great.
Yeah. I mean, it's James Franklin. If he wants it, it's his.
James Franklin.
It's his. If
James Franklin wants out, he wants in at LSU. That's where he wants to go.
No.
He wants a seat at the SEC table. That's my guess.
Maybe.
That is my guess, sir. There you go, Matt Rhule. You can't, let me get this right here. You don't get to say that you like to build and then be upset at what you inherited. Does that mean you want to coach college or not? I don't
know. Are you fighting on?
Great answer.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.